Well, please don't take this the wrong way, but I feel so compelled. I'm just so thankful to see all of you. Amen. Thankful to see you. It's a real blessing. If you would, open your Bibles with me to Hebrews chapter 12. I'd like to give my last installment of some of the things that the Lord taught us through the time with Daniel. This one was one that he just convicted me of. This particular last one I'm going to share, and thought I'd share it with you. Because how easily we'll find ourselves like Peter sinking if we take our eyes off of Christ. So, you guys know the story. We were in the hospital for some time, and we got moved down to the fourth floor from the ICU, and we were there. We were there for a good, almost 3 weeks, I think, you know. And so we knew Daniel was getting somewhat better. And so they're making their rounds, and one of the doctors had told us, you know, okay, we feel like the antibiotic is going to be done on this Thursday. And we're thinking at that point, we're thinking we'd probably send you home. And it had been a little while since we had been home. And this boy was ready to go home. And I think that was on a Friday, maybe, something like that. He's over here going. He's a Tuesday. No, I think it's later than that. We'll talk about it later. You're probably right. So, but what's unique is you know, Pastor Gary and Aunt Connie had came up to visit us, and I can't remember exactly what day that was. But, okay. My day started running together, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Aunt Connie. They had come up to visit us, and we knew he was getting better at this point, and we were just really excited. His brothers were there visiting with him, and I was able to go home and spend some time at home with Sammy and Michelle. Sammy, specifically, she hadn't seen me. And so one of Aunt Connie's encouragements was just keep your eye on Christ, nothing else. Don't focus on the days along those lines. Do you remember that? And up to that point, we had been like lasers. Oh, yes, ma'am. We've been trying to do that, and I really feel like we have been doing that, and praise God, you know. Well, don't you know, probably about 2 days later, they give us that message. We'll probably go home on a Thursday, the coming up Thursday. So what do we start focusing on? The Thursday. Up to that point, we were doing great. And it's like the encouragement of a mom. You're like, I got it, Mom. And then all of a sudden, you realize you don't got it, Mom. So the day's drawing closer to that Thursday, and then one of the docs come in and they go, you know, we don't know. We're thinking no. We're thinking we're going to keep you longer. And, man, you should have seen Daniel and I. Well, needless to say, my attitude got bad. One of the things that I noticed is as my attitude got bad, my son's attitude got bad. And I realized how quickly as a father, as a Christian, moms, dads, doesn't matter, brothers, young people, it doesn't matter. As soon as I took my eyes off of Jesus Christ and I started focusing on a day, it may not always be a day in some of your lives. Maybe it's on something else, whatever that else may be. What happens is if it doesn't start to work out the way we think it should, our attitudes will go very south very quickly, and we'll find ourselves in Philippians kind of 2, the disputing and grumbling area, which we're told not to do because we're not trusting God at that time. So I find myself there, I'm frustrated at this point, you know. And then I just found God just started working on my heart. Praise God for the Holy Spirit, His Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God's Son in us. When we are faithless, He is faithful. And brothers and sisters, I could tell God was working on me. And so finally, I just come before God and I go, Lord, I'm sorry. I started focusing on the waves. I stopped focusing on you. And as soon as I did that, my joy was gone. My endurance was gone. My confident expectation of good was gone. My hope was gone. It was washed away. All because I took my eyes off Jesus and I put it on a day. Whatever that thing may be in your life that you may could possibly do, what God began to convict me of is, be careful, Josh, because how easily you can influence someone else by the actions that you're taking. And so I just got along with God. I apologized to God for taking my eyes off of him. And it was this verse I'd like to share with us this morning. It says, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, coming off that Hebrews 11, men of honor, Christians of honor, men and women, that put their eyes on God and they walked by faith and they endured so much, but God gave them strength to finish the work that he gave them to do, or the task at that time. Let us lay aside every encumbrance, that weight that weighs us down, and the sin that we're falling short of keeping our eyes on Christ and his perfection. We're falling short of that. I've taken my eyes off of that, which so easily entangles us. So it starts to get me all tangled up, starts to make me doubt, starts to make me get grumbly. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. So I got to have endurance. How can I have that endurance? Verse 2. Fixing my eyes on Jesus. See, I put mine. I'm going to encourage you to put you in there. Fixing my eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of my faith. Where it all begins is my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Where the perfection and the strengthening and the endurance is going to come is as I keep my eyes on him. Because will my Lord and Savior do anything bad for me? No. And let's just say somebody else is going to drop the ball. We saw that happen too. I think Joseph would say at the end of Genesis, what you meant for evil, God has turned into good. Amen. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Joshua. It's not going to matter because God can take even that which someone means for ill will, or they fell short, or they made a mistake. God can even take that and turn it into good in my life just because I know his name, according to Psalms 91. Only because I know his name. That's it. It says, who for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. Is there anything that he can't take us through his strength as I focus on him? No way. No way. It goes on to say, despising the shame and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He despised the shame that went with it, the misunderstanding of who he was and what he was doing. But trusting that his heavenly Father was going to glorify himself through Christ's sacrifice on that cross. My point today is I took my eyes off of Jesus and I put it on that Thursday. As soon as they moved that goalpost, oh, I was angry. But as soon as I said, God, I'm sorry, I never should have had my eyes on that goalpost. I should have had my eyes on you. And it doesn't matter how many times they moved the goalpost because you sovereignly allowed that. You want me to stay right here with you. You want to use us however you want to. And this is a part of perfecting us in his image. And as soon as I got my heart back right with the Lord and I came to Daniel, I said, Daniel, we've started focusing on a day, brother. We can't do that. I said, we'll be here as long as God wants us to be here. Now let's just serve the Lord and let's try to be a light where we are. He goes, you're right, Dad. You're right. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. He's an exciting kid. And I'm going to tell you, we didn't care when they let us out. We just knew we were going to stay right there as long as God wanted us to. We were going to love and encourage each other. We were going to try to be a light to those nurses or doctors that came in. We were going to try to share the gospel. And we were going to continue to let God do what he was doing in both of us inside of our hearts. So if I can encourage you, brothers and sisters, keep your eyes focused on Christ. Because when you do, you'll find strength, endurance, joy, hope that will never disappoint. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you. I think the one thing that just keeps coming to my mind is just how powerful you are. And with your power, you don't crush us. You don't condemn us. You pick us up. Lord, I'm sorry for the many times I haven't picked up. Lord, please teach us to be those that we gave our life to you. So what that means is you're going to use us however you want to. We're your sheep. So Lord, help us to put all of our trust in you. We need to put all of our trust in you and trust that however or wherever you take us, you're using us to be that light, to point people to you. Lord, we thank you for that. And if we'll keep our eyes on you, trusting wholeheartedly in you, not in the circumstances around us, oh Lord, we're going to have joy that overflows. We're going to have strength that people are going, where's that coming from? And you're going to just give us endurance. You're going to give us happiness and confident expectation of hope. And Lord, we're actually going to be beneficial, and we're going to see the work you're doing all around us to rescue the world you placed us in. Thank you for this opportunity to serve you and to be a light for you. But thank you above all for how powerful you are, that you come into our hearts and you strengthen us from the inside. In Jesus' name, amen.